This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and health news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Jill Foer, co-director of Twice the Doctor and GP at Bondi Medical. Dr. Foer, certainly a privilege to have you with us this morning on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a privilege to be talking to you today.
It certainly is. The pleasure is ours as well. So first of all, what is the background of Twice the Doctor? How does the concept work?
So the concept is a virtual volunteering concept because many doctors and caregivers who would really like to volunteer don't have the capability or the skills or the time to go and volunteer. So this is a novel new fundraising model that allows doctors to volunteer while they're spending a day in their clinical practice working with their own patients. And the concept for us is that on this day, you work with your head and your heart on the same day because the earnings you give on that day, which is one day a year, goes towards the program which pays for a doctor on a foreign land, a third world country, to do his or her work. And that day's work would normally pay for about a month for a doctor in Africa. So we feel that it's a great privilege for us to transfer our knowledge and our dedication into the hands of another doctor and allow them to treat their communities.
Wow, brilliant idea here. Where does the money raised go?
So we had a pilot this year in May. And in fact, what we did was we put a day on the national health calendar called Doctors' Day in May, a day of giving. And what we did is a pilot in a small regional area of New South Wales, which is near Sydney. And what we tried to do was encourage as many doctors on that day to donate their day's pay, which could have been any amount from a junior doctor to a senior doctor to a surgeon. And it created a lot of morale in the area. And in fact, on that day, we had more than $200,000 donated to us through our website, which was incredible because it was our pilot. And from that, we decided that we would take it national and recreate this Doctor's Day in May in big centers every year. And we're hoping that this year, in 2015, on Doctor's Day in May, that we may raise $1 million. And if that goes well, we are hoping that the first world countries will take it on and it will become a global event on the 21st of May so that all doctors will gain a sense of community and giving by giving a day's wage to help doctors in third world countries.
Really awesome what you're doing here. How can people get involved best?
So we ask doctors and allied health people, if they would like to, and anybody for that matter, to visit our website, which is called, one word, twicethedoctor.org.au. And it's very self-explanatory on the website. It's got our links to the two programs that we currently support. And one of them is a UNICEF program, and the other one is a Fred Hollows Eye Foundation program. So the UNICEF program that we're supporting currently is the Sierra Leone program, which actually is to improve child mortality. And as it turns out, with the Ebola virus currently there, I believe the funds are being very, very well used. We understand that there are approximately two doctors to 1 million people in Sierra Leone, which is not the case, obviously, in the third world. In the first world. So our funds are being very, very well used. And I think it's really important to know as well that we've chosen these two programs to support because they're very well-run programs, and they are already doing what they are meant to do on the ground and having a lot of benefit. And over and above that, we have an agreement with them that no administration money will be taken out of our foundation. And we really feel strongly that when people donate to the foundation, their money gets used for the purpose for which it is meant, which is to train and pay for the salaries of doctors so that they can enable their own communities. So at the moment, all our administration costs are actually being borne by ourselves, the directors, so that our benefactors don't lose any money to administration, and we feel that's a really important and transparent thing to do.
Today we are with Dr. Jill Foer, co-director of Twice the Doctor, where you can work for a day in your own practice and effectively be twice the doctor for a month. Here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Foer, this campaign is targeted at healthcare professionals, but can anyone donate?
Oh, absolutely. We would love anyone to donate. And in fact, a lot of patients who realize that their doctors really have a really great global conscience and a strong sense of philanthropy are very happy to support. And we have had people, and we appreciate any donation. It does not matter how small it is. It all goes to the great sense of community for doctors. And it's lovely for communities of doctors to know that they're helping communities of doctors in other countries to do their work. Because what happens is often people that can become doctors in Africa and other third world countries actually leave. They leave to go and train somewhere else, and then they never go back because their salaries can't get paid. And so this alleviates that problem, because a doctor's salary for a day in this country could pay for a doctor for a month in Sierra Leone and possibly a nurse for up to 6 months. So the brains of our foundation, Dr. Rob Baum, has said, you get a great bang for your buck, because a small amount of money here means a lot overseas. And we feel so proud that we're doing this, and we're so grateful to all the doctors that are helping us and supporting us, and it's creating a lot of good feeling amongst colleagues.
Tell us a little bit about your success to date.
So we made, in the first day and week of our launch, which was a pilot launch, so a small one, we were just testing out the market, as it were, we made $200,000. And we gave three quarters to the UNICEF Foundation with the Sierra Leone program, and we gave the other money to the Fred Hollows Foundation, who treat cataract blind patients in Africa, in particular in Kenya, the foundation we're supporting. And so we were overwhelmed about the success of the charity at its launch. And now we are trying to spread the word in the background and media, and also we have a lot of doctors who give small lectures to their medical communities, especially in their specialties, or young doctors, interns and residents in the various hospitals. And lots of people have signed on. So we currently have 330 doctors who have signed on from our first day launch. And we are hoping that we get 1,000 doctors in the next Doctors' Day in May, and possibly more as the years go on. There's no specific time to sign on, and we welcome donations at any time of the year. There's no specific day that doctors need to choose to pay their donation. They can take it from any day or part thereof, obviously. And we're just grateful for the support. We feel that it's something that doctors who are unable to go and volunteer, because we have cultural differences, language differences, we feel that these doctors will really feel a sense of giving and philanthropy by doing that. And of course, I have a very strong connection with this, because I was born in South Africa, and I have a very strong global conscience, and I felt that when I left Africa, I really left something behind that was part of my soul. And for years, we've been trying to set something up, and my husband and I had a failed venture where we tried to set up a clinic in Kenya. But no sooner had our money left our hands that it actually disappeared into cyberspace. So when Rob Baum, who's a physician at the hospital in the Central Coast, when he came up with this idea, and my daughter was his resident, and she heard, she said to him, Dr. Baum, I've got the person for you. And he called me, and the rest is history. So it's been a wonderful journey for me in the last year. I really feel like my dream has come true for us to be giving back, particularly to the country I was born in.
What a history and what a background. This is absolutely phenomenal. Lastly, tell us a little bit about the disparity in healthcare services in first and third world countries in conclusion.
Yes. So there's a great inequality in the availability of health services. We have probably excess health services in this country, and they have hardly any. There are approximately 2 doctors for every 1 million people, and that is really terrible. And for one day's salary for a doctor here can pay for a doctor for a month in Africa. In general terms, an African doctor earned approximately $12,000 per annum, and a nurse $2,000. So we feel that this can help to pay their salaries and train them so that child mortality falls and nutrition improves, and so that people, primary health care givers on the ground in Africa, can be trained within their own communities to treat their communities and not suffer the brain drain of all the clever doctors and nurses trying to leave the country for better salaries. There's so much unnecessary illness in these countries, and we feel up till now perhaps paralyzed in not being able to help. And we just feel that if we can transfer our knowledge by giving our day's work to another doctor, so that in sense transfer it into something tangible through the hands of another doctor, we're doing a great thing for all those millions of people in Africa who don't have any health care at all.
Well, it certainly has been touching to see what you've done here in such a short time, and certainly timely for this to be implemented as well globally, especially with the Ebola epidemic spreading rapidly, unfortunately. But tell us again where our listeners can get more information about Twice the Doctor, the campaign, and how to donate online.
Great. Thank you so much, Eric. So they can visit twicethedoctor.org.au, which is our website, or they could even just Google Twice the Doctor, one word or 3 words. They could look on the UNICEF program website and have a look at the Sierra Leone program, and also on the Fred Hollows website, they would be able to see some of the work that we help them to do. And currently in Australia, there's a lot of media happening and advertisements, and we are so grateful to everybody who is putting the word out for us, and we really feel that it's a fantastic operation and will really, really help people. So we're really grateful for all the exposure.
You are more than welcome. I'm honored to be a part of that. And Dr. Four, thanks so much. Much success with this, and look forward to an update in the near future.
Thank you, Eric. I really, really appreciate your time.
The pleasure was certainly ours, and honor as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Jill Four, co-director of Twice the Doctor and GP at Bondi Medical. And once again, the website of reference, it's twicethedoctor.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.